بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت سعید بن زید رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ پر ایک مکار عورت ارضہ بنت اویس اویس نے جھوٹا دعویٰ کیا کہ انہوں نے زبردستی اس کی کچھ زمین دبا لی ہے. A woman by the name of Arda bint Uwais, she had made a false accusation and later charge by the Qazi against who? Hazrat Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, was a Sahabi. She accused him of having usurped land, a plot of land. She accused him. اس پر حضرت سعید رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے اس کے لیے بدعا کی. حضرت سعید رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ was very much hurt. He was tremendously hurt by this false accusation that he had usurped her ground. Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, whoever usurps the ground, one span, one hand span, I mean the size of the palm of one's hand, that extent of someone's land brought usurped, then as far as that reaches the bottom of the earth, the entire that weight will be Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. He will create a weight and it will be strung around one's neck. Obviously, one when you usurp someone's land or person doesn't usurp that a small amount, either a whole plot or big portion of the land, or some people and usurp the entire properties, especially in time of inheritance, when the ignorant parents made a will which is haram, which is in conflict with the Sharia, then those heirs in whose favor they had made wills, incorrect wills, they inherit, no matter how much you can explain to them, they are not prepared to accept the law of the Sharia. So they usurp the rights of other properties of people. So on day of Qiyamah, it will be converted, transformed into a weight and strung around their neck. It will be given azab. It comes also in the hadith that the people, those who usurp the rights of others, inheritance, the person who dies, deceased, who had either deprived any heir or yet reduced the shares of an heir, on the day of Qiyamah he will be encased in a coffin of steel and flung into Jahannam. So it's a very serious crime, sin, to usurp anyone's property, anyone's land. So Hazrat Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala was very much hurt by this and spontaneously made a badua. And he said, Ilahi, agar ye aurat jhooti hai, to uski aankhe phod de aur usko usi zameen mein maut de. He said, oh Allah, if this woman is a liar, then make a blind. Make her blind and let she perish, die in that very land which she has claimed from me. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke pote Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi kehte hai ke maine us buriya ko dekha ke wo andhi ho gayi thi aur diwaron ko titol titol kar chalti thi aur kehti thi ke mujhe Sa'id ki badwa le beti. Hazrat, then in the time or after Hazrat Umar's his khilafat, after he had passed away, Hazrat Umar's grandson, Hazrat Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that I've heard of this. He wasn't a Sahabi, so this woman lived a very long age. He said, I saw this woman in an old age. She had become blind and she walk in the elevation, hold the walls of the houses and find her way. And she would acknowledge and say that the badwa of Sa'id has fallen upon me. جس زمین کے متعلق اس نے جھوٹا دعویٰ کیا تھا اس میں ایک کنواں تھا۔ ایک دن ایسا ہوا کہ وہ چلتے چلتے اس کنویں میں گر گئی اور مر گئی، اور وہ کنواں ہی اس کی قبر بنا۔ ان دیٹ لینڈ وچ شی ہیڈ کلیمڈ اینڈ اکیوزڈ ہم آف ہیونگ ریزروڈ اٹ، دیر واز اے ویل، دس یوزڈ ویل، دیئرز نو فینس اراؤنڈ اٹ آلسو۔ سو ون ڈے شی فیل انٹو دیٹ ویل، شی ڈائڈ دیئر اینڈ دیٹ، اینڈ ا باڈی واز ناٹ ایون ریٹریوڈ، اینڈ دیٹ بیکیم ا گریو۔ This is the fact of a badwa. With badwa, Allah Ta'ala accepts it readily, comes to the hadith. There's no veil between the badwa, the curse of a mazloom, of the oppressed one, and Allah Ta'ala, it reaches Allah Ta'ala very swiftly. Now this is an act of curse, where the person makes a curse. Then there are other types of curses, which is passive curse. And the person, the Muslim, does not make verbally a curse. His heart or her heart is pained. She doesn't, he or he, she does not make a curse. But the pain that is caused to the grief, that in itself, it is transformed into a curse. Then Allah Ta'ala accepts that. This especially with regard to parents. So must be extremely careful of hurting the hearts of parents, especially aged parents. Not cause grief to them, because that badwa, and generally they don't make the badwa, but the grief which has been caused to them, that becomes a badwa. Many other people, they, before the sake of them to please their wives, they displease their parents. Now in such a situation, those who are ignorant are not even concerned of it. They are not concerned, they will rebuff their parents also. They won't tolerate what they will term the nonsense of their aged parents. They're forgetting how their parents had tolerated their nonsense when they were little children, and from the time of infancy, all the struggles which the parents underwent in order to care for them, hear them, nourish them, look after them, they forget all that, and they will please their wives in issues which are in conflict with the Shariat also. And then you get some others again, they are concerned, they want to please their parents, but they're walking a tightrope, and they do not know now where the wife says one thing, pulls one side, and parents pull another side. Now the man is in the middle, in the center, is walking a tightrope. He doesn't know what he should do. In such cases, he must obtain the masala, what the Sharia says in this issue. Then in issues where the parents are unjust, make unjust demands, but it's not in conflict with the Sharia, that act which they ask the son to do, it's not in conflict with the Sharia, it's permissible, but maybe they are unjust and it displeases the wife. In such issues, I think they have to please the parents, because the rights of the wife are not being usurped, are not being violated. As long as you fulfill the rights, the Shari rights of the wife, then the wife has no right to make further demands, such demands which displease them, which displease the parents. One sheikh, one buzruk, was passing through one village. As he was passing this village, at other time he heard a terrible braying like a donkey. It was very fearful, frightening, scary kind of a braying. So he asked the people, what is this sound I'm hearing? So they say, Hazrat, in the last few days one person died here, and we buried him. So every day after Asr, from the qabr, the head of a donkey. It comes out, appears from the cover, and it's making this noise, and we are all full of fear. So he asked the people, what, who is buried there, and what, who is buried there, and why is this? So he said, there was buried this one person. He was a consumer of liquor, and his mother would always tell him and scold him and give him the seat. And then he would tell his mother, the old woman, don't bray like an ass, don't scream like an ass. And he would insult his mother in this one. He would pay grief to her. So what happened? This Allah Ta'ala inflicted this punishment. In Barzakh he became an ass, a donkey. And as a lesson for the people, Allah Ta'ala showed them that every Asr, there's a time he died at Asr time, he would come out from the cover, his neck and the head of a donkey, and he would bray like an ass, as he had insulted his mother. So I say, sometimes Allah Ta'ala, in rare cases, he shows this practically, how the curse has fallen. And generally, obviously, these are rare examples, rare cases, but generally that punishment, it befalls a person. So, if one does not, physically, the features are not transformed into the form of an ass or a dog or a pig, but that effect will be with a person in this dunya, and you suffer other calamities, and even that thing in Barzakh. And the story of several times I mentioned the story of Hazrat Ilkama radiallahu ta'ala, who was a very pious, great wali among the Sahaba. But at the time of his marital maut, on the verge of death, he could not recite the kalima. Why? Because he had pleased his wife more than his mother, and his mother felt hurt. And even when the Sahaba, the Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, went there to give him the kalima, make talqin of kalima, he couldn't recite the kalima. Then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came there, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made talqin, then also he couldn't recite the kalima. Because why? His mother was hurt. Only after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to his mother, pleaded with the mother, and the mother refused, saying, no, he caused too much hurt to me. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set up a scene there. He told everyone, look a firewood, light a fire. So when she asked the mother, "What, Ya Rasul, what's the purpose of fire?" Say, "We're going to throw Ilkama, your son, in this fire because he's destined to go into Jahannam. So we'll send him to Jahannam from here." And the mother now saw the reality there. Then she said, "Ya Rasul, I've forgiven him." And as she said, "I've forgiven him," the kalima came from his mouth, and he uttered the kalima and he died. So one should be extremely careful and fearful of anyone's curses, not only parents, anyone's curses, even the curse of the animal also, and especially of parents, and when they are aged also, must not cause any grief to them, must go out of your way to please them.